More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, this is Justin Richmond, host of the Broken Record Podcast. Join me along with co-host Leah Rose as we sit down with the artists you love to get unparalleled creative insight. You'll hear revealing interviews with some of the most legendary figures in music like Paul Simon, Usher, Pete Townsend, Damon Albarn of the Gorillaz, and Missy Elliott. And you'll hear from up-and-comers like jazz artist Leve, who told me about her fast rise to fame during the pandemic. Listen to Broken Record on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Buck Sexton Show podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Team, welcome to the Freedom Hut. Monday, May 23rd, the Buck is back. Actually sounds like himself, doesn't feel like he's going to keel over at any minute, so thank you for your patience last week with my very fragile voice. We got a lot to talk about today. The Title 42 repeal is on hold, which is certainly something that is going to help out the Biden administration, despite their best wishes to the contrary. Bill Maher speaking some truth on the indoctrination of the youth. And that rhymed. Plus, big media doesn't seem to care that Hillary Clinton was the original font of disinformation on Russia collusion. Not a big surprise there. And we got more to talk about as well. The monkeypox outbreak. The media is getting everyone all freaked out about that. I'll tell you some truth about that situation coming up here in a moment. But man, I am so glad to be back with all of you and be able to actually speak. It is very hard. It is very hard to do radio when you don't have a voice. All right, friends, so we'll get into all of this in just a second. But, you know, the Law Enforcement Legal Defense Fund is currently defending many officers believed to be wrongfully accused, charged, or fired for doing their jobs. These officers and their families are counting on you to support them now in their time of need. Your donation will help them stay out of prison and avoid being financially bankrupted by bogus accusations and pressure from the left to charge the police simply for doing their job to protect you. Take a moment now and go to policedefense.org. Not only are they raising the funds necessary to get officers charged the best possible legal defense, they're helping keep the lights on, keep food on the table, and a roof over their heads. Fundraising is crucial in these woke times. Please go to policedefense.org now and consider contributing just $15 or more to the Police Defense Fund to help defend these officers in their time of need. That's policedefense.org. Please go and help them out. So Title 42 on hold. Oh my, this is so fortuitous as the Democrats were facing the biggest border disaster really ever, I think it's fair to say. I think Title 42 collapsing on them was going to be a mess, the likes of which they'd never seen at the border. So this is what's going on. There's a preliminary injunction on attempts by the Biden administration to end Title 42. We know that much, right? And this may help get them out of the situation where right now, at least, they were going to have a surge of truly unprecedented numbers at the border, because everyone knows it's just open season, friends, on illegal crossings. It's, you want to go, go. You want to go for it, go for it. You're going to get across. It's not a problem. Not a problem. Now is the time. Now is the season for the illegal crossings at our southern border. The word is out. Everybody knows. And this is something that the Democrats have no real answers for, because ultimately they don't want this to stop. They don't want it to stop. You have to remember that. They're going to say, oh, we want law and order at the border. Lies, lies. They would much prefer some level of the status quo. Their problem isn't the illegal crossings. Their problem is that they do not want the American people overall to know what's going on, because then they can be held accountable at the ballot box in the midterms. And in every poll that you can find, the American people are not in favor of continued illegal immigration in the numbers that we currently have. There, in a lot of polls of Republicans and independents, it's a top three, even top two issue after the economy. And when you throw the independents in the mix, that's where it really hurts Democrats. The Democrat Party is an open borders party now. They just don't say it. The same way the Democrat Party is an abortion all 9 months of a pregnancy party. They weren't saying it until now. Now you're hearing it. Wow. Oh, they are radicals. They are really completely out of their minds. But because they're falling apart on the economy, because they're doing such a bad job, we have a circumstance right now where people are willing to take a long, hard look at this Biden administration and come away and say, this is a mess. We gotta do something else here. Anybody who's being honest about this, I mean, there's nothing to celebrate from the Biden administration unless you're so Trump deranged that all you care about is that it's not Trump, which is unfortunately what most of the Democratic Party was trained to do. As we see now, you know what's going on with COVID? People are realizing, yeah, there's just going to be COVID. You're going to get it. You're going to do your best. People who are much older or at risk from it, it's kind of like a flu. It's going to be there. There's no stopping COVID. That was all a lie. That was all nonsense. Now they basically accept that. Now that's where we are. So the whole Joe Biden's going to, I'm not going to shut down the economy. I'm going to shut down the virus. Can we grab that audio crash for tomorrow? For later, I should say. Let's get the, I'm not going to shut down the economy. I'm going to shut down the virus. That was Joe Biden's favorite line during the campaign. And he actually did the opposite. He basically shut down, hurt dramatically the economy, and did not shut down the virus at all, not even a little bit. The fundamental promises of the Biden administration have been obviously broken. And we're not even halfway through. The fundamental promises that Joe Biden made in order to convince however many people you think voted for him, however you think the election went down, there were a lot of people who voted for Biden, folks. There were a lot of Democrats. A lot of Democrats out there who will vote for this guy no matter how absurd it is. And it is absurd. Make no mistake about it. We are in a situation where we have a president that is not up for the job. I mean, here he is, just throwing it out there. You know, we have a strategic ambiguity position with regard to China and Taiwan. And Biden's like, yeah, you know, if they invade, we're just going to go to war with China. This is not helpful.
Are you willing to get involved militarily to defend Taiwan if it comes to that?
Yes.
You are?
That's the commitment we made.
It's actually not the commitment we made. But, you know, Joe Biden, Mr. Foreign Policy Expert, doesn't know a damn thing about anything. Doesn't know anything about the law. Doesn't know anything about policy. This guy's a moron. Honestly, he's just not smart. Yeah, Trump wasn't a lifetime politician who, you know, knew all the ins and outs of parliamentary procedure on Capitol Hill and, you know, sometimes would, get a little bit off track. But the guy had decades of successful business experience, understands winning and losing, and knows there's a difference between the two, and knows how to win in different aspects of life and business. Joe Biden's a loser. I don't care that he's a president. This guy's a joke, clown. You see it, I see it. And all your Democrat buddies who are like, oh, Joe Biden's going to be like the adult in the room. He's going to restore sanity in our government. Nah, not so much, actually. No, not so much. Not true. which we all sort of knew, I think, at some level. I'm going to come back into this Bill Maher clip here in a second because it was pretty fantastic, I got to say, over the weekend. And, you know, GLAAD, G-L-A-A-D, they are coming after him. You're not allowed to point out that there has been an explosion of transgender youth, you know, self-identification of youth to be transgender in the last 20 years, particularly the last 10 years. All of a sudden, all these kids are saying, oh, I'm trans. Really? When you look at the numbers, really, you think 20% of people are trans? Is that because that is actually what the LGBTQ plus IA plus lobby is saying now about this. They're like, yeah, that's fine. 20% of kids. That sounds about right. Trans. Not gay or lesbian. Trans. Really? Interesting. Bill Maher had some thoughts on that. I love this company, Done For You Real Estate. I'm in constant contact with them because I'm building out a real estate portfolio. I got to tell you, I'd never even bought a house before, never mind a real estate investment before. I met the founders of Done For You Real Estate, and they walked me through their entire strategy and their process for making smart, long-term real estate investments. This isn't, oh, you're going to make some crazy percentage in the first year. You know, this isn't promising you the moon. This is how you do it the right way, the long-term, stable way, so that you're making sound investments, you're getting some free cash flow along the way, but you're building equity in a real estate portfolio over time, which can really help you in retirement, because as you pay down these houses, as they go up in value, you know, now you get even bigger free cash flow, and you get that money coming in every month, plus you have the equity in the house to work with. It's a great strategy, and I'm doing it, my brothers are doing it. I've now bought several houses through Done For You Real Estate, and I'm going to be buying more, because this is one way, especially in this inflationary market right now. You know, the price of real estate and the way that rents move tends to do pretty well, even in inflationary periods. Go to doneforyoubuck.com to learn more about this. Just go to that website, doneforyoubuck.com. Again, that's doneforyoubuck.com to begin your real estate investment journey with experts who I trust, who I work with. And it's just a fascinating education, too. You get about real estate as you go through. Really, really worthwhile. Doneforyoubuck.com. Prepare for your retirement, build financial security with Done For You Real Estate. Here is, over the weekend, Bill Maher on the LGBTQ situation.
And finally, new rule, if something about the human race is changing at a previously unprecedented rate, we have to at least discuss it. Broken down over time, the LGBT population of America seems to be roughly doubling every generation. According to a recent Gallup poll, less than 1% of Americans born before 1946, that's Joe Biden's generation, identify that way. 2.6% of boomers do, 4.2% of Gen X, 10.5% of millennials, and 20.8% of Gen Z. Which means if we follow this trajectory, we will all be gay in 2054.
And he's actually working you through the real numbers, the real percentages. And he asked the question, he went further in the monologue, he says, Are we letting kids be trans who are trans, or are adults with an agenda convincing very easily swayed children who want attention, who have all kinds of, you know, emotional issues that they're handling and learning to handle, and kids are very impressionable. We all know this. So are adults who think that this is the new civil rights struggle for trans issues, are they basically brainwashing kids into thinking that they're trans when they're 8, when they're 6, when they're 4? Or are we really just all of a sudden as a society figuring out in the last 10 years, oh my gosh, you know, a 20% of people think they're in the wrong body. And they are. And we need to affirm this. Yeah. And then he also talked about puberty blockers and other things. It is amazing. The same, you know, the same voices that were so glib on the issue of making people get shots and mask up, and they were wrong about all this stuff. They're saying, oh, I mean, taking puberty blockers, no big deal. You know, chemical castration drugs for prepubescent teenagers, no big deal. This is the right thing to do. It's the standard of care. These people are lunatics. They're zealots, honestly. The adults who are pushing this, zealots. Not thinking about risk reward, not thinking about consequences. They want to feel good about themselves, and so they will sacrifice children and their futures in the process. That is what is going on here. They can say whatever they want about it. That is actually what we are seeing. I know I mentioned the Hillary situation. Monica Crowley had a great rundown on this one. I want to share, you know, Monica's got a podcast too. Here you go. Clip 14.
Monica. Mrs. Clinton has been a dark menace on the political landscape for 40 years now. So the depths of her deceit and corruption know no bounds. Here you have her campaign manager blurting out in open court in a very sort of casual way that, yes, she approved referring these lies to a reporter. And I think this is just the tip of the iceberg. I think anybody with common sense understands all of this originated with Mrs. Clinton. It was all executed by Mrs. Clinton. None of these people freelanced any of this. It all came from her, and the web is incredibly wide. So good for Durham for being very methodical. It's taking a lot longer than a lot of us expect and want, but he is putting pieces of the puzzle together. And again, I think it extends beyond Mrs. Clinton well into the Obama White House. That includes the current president.
A lot of people implicated in the Russia collusion lie. And as we know, Hillary Clinton pushed this thing from the start. It was all a lie. Democrat dirty trick trying to use the deep state and the intelligence apparatus to overturn the 2016 election. And there has been no accountability for that. None. None whatsoever, really, if you look at it. We'll talk more about that tomorrow, team. Thanks for hanging with me. Oh, man, it's good to be able to talk to you again. Normally, voice is back in action. Talk to you tomorrow. Shields high.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, this is Justin Richmond, host of the Broken Record Podcast. Join me along with co-host Leah Rose as we sit down with the artists you love to get unparalleled creative insight. You'll hear revealing interviews with some of the most legendary figures in music like Paul Simon, Usher, Pete Townsend, Damon Albarn of the Gorillaz, and Missy Elliott. And you'll hear from up-and-comers like jazz artist Leve, who told me about her fast rise to fame during the pandemic. Listen to Broken Record on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.